Super Bowl 50 is expected to bring over 1 million people to the Bay Area during the week leading up to the game. Included among them will be celebrities, sports stars, and a general crush of rich folks. And the rich and famous don't fly coach. In fact, for some of them, even first class isn't enough. They travel by private plane or Learjet. And they'll be landing at the Bay Area's busiest three airports. For more on the expected impact at the Oakland airport, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with Carmen Borg, Executive Director of CLASS. That's the Citizens League for Airport Safety and Serenity. Thanks a lot for talking to us. So how many of these private planes are expected to be flying in this for the Super Bowl?
It's a substantial amount, Rebecca. We've been told that the Oakland airport is expecting more than 1,100 private jets to fly in and out for the event over a period of just a few days. To put that in perspective, it's going to be about three times the amount of aircraft that they usually experience.
And what runways will they be using?
They will be using the Northfield runways, which are immediately adjacent to the community of Harbor Bay Island, Alameda.
Okay, full disclosure, I live there. So what will this mean for the sound?
It's going to be really loud. The jets, when they take off and fly right over the neighborhood, can produce a noise of 90 to 100 dB, which is super loud. That's like standing right next to a running lawnmower, for example, or being at a rock concert.
What are the hours? I mean, are they allowed to land any time all night?
Well, normally the airport has in place procedures to help reduce noise in nearby neighborhoods. So, for example, they have restrictions on flights taking off from the Northfield at night, and they direct flights over the water instead of over neighborhoods as much as possible. And even with those procedures, the truth is that Alameda experiences a lot of noise. A lot of pilots won't follow those procedures. They're voluntary. And the FAA has recently changed flight procedures so that the flights are a lot closer to Alameda neighborhoods than before. So an event like this is just going to make aircraft noise that much worse. The community has been warned that the normal runway procedures to reduce noise may not be in effect. So it's likely that the community is going to experience very loud noise and much more frequent noise leading up to and after the game events. I think it's going to be very unpleasant.
So is there any upside for the East Bay? I mean, you know, the South Bay gets the Super Bowl. San Francisco gets Super Bowl festivities. What does Oakland get in Alameda?
I'm not sure. I mean, you know, there will probably be some increase in use of businesses in the area. But in terms of, you know, direct benefits to the community, I don't know.
Is your group doing anything to try to persuade Oakland Airport officials to, you know, minimize the impact?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's very little that we can do to pressure the airport any more than we have. We do participate in stakeholder meetings and, you know, voice the community's concerns. So the airport knows, you know, that we're hoping that they will do everything they can to route the airplanes away from the community as much as possible. But with this kind of volume, they're telling us that it's really not going to be possible to keep the procedures in place that would protect the neighborhood. And I think most people understand that special events are going to happen, like when the Blue Angels fly in and out of Oakland. It's really loud and it's inconvenient. But it's temporary, so you know they're understanding. This is a lot longer than the Blue Angels fly. It's going to be a difficult week for a lot of people.
Can't wait. Okay, well, thanks very much for the information, Carmen Borg, Executive Director of CLASS, Citizens League for Airport Safety and Serenity.